Briggs. So for all practical purposes, you were up to your neck in a crime in which a man was murdered. Is that right? Is that how you saw it? Osvaldo, I guess so. Briggs, and now that you're in trouble, you'd do pretty much anything to get out of trouble, wouldn't you? And when I say anything, I mean tell lies, get other people in trouble. Anything. Osvaldo, no.
I can see what Briggs is trying to do. He wants to show that Cruz has good reason to lie about Steve and King's involvement in the crime. Cruz admitted to being in on the holdup, but he made a deal to help the prosecution nail King and Steve in exchange for a lighter sentence. Zinzi and Bolden, the two earlier witnesses, also made deals. The prosecutor, Ms. Petrocelli, wants the jury to think that the witnesses, Cruz, Zinzi, and Bolden, are telling the truth. But Briggs wants to show the jury that they shouldn't believe any of these guys. He's arguing that they're criminals out to save their own skins, even if they have to lie about King and Steve to do it. Although Briggs is King's lawyer, his questioning of Cruz is also important to Steve's case. If the members of the jury believe what the witnesses say about King, they're likely to believe what the witnesses say about Steve, too. Let's continue at the bottom of page 103, where Briggs says, and when the assistant...
Briggs, and when the assistant district attorney offered you a deal that would keep you out of jail, you jumped at it, didn't you?